Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. With listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Our guest for this half hour actually kicked off the year with us earlier this year. She was with me in January for Inspirational Conversations. I'm talking about Deborah Hightower. She's back with us to talk to us not only about her brand new album, Love, but also she's going to be introducing her single, My Everything, on the program as well. Deborah, welcome back to Conversations Live. Glad to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Well, Deborah, you know, as I mentioned, you know, you were on the program in early this year in January on our Inspirational program, and, you know, we got a chance to talk a little bit. You know, you've released, since that time, you've released this new project, Love. Talk to us about what it's been like for you, not only to share the message of the album, but also the music of it as well.
Well, it has been a wonderful year. It really has. One of my favorite things to do is to write new music and be in the studio just creating, because I believe that we're all born creators and we need to create. And Love has been especially fun and meaningful because we just take for granted so many times what love actually is. I think we are too flippant about it sometimes. We say, oh, girl, I love you, or, you know, I love you, without really looking at what that really means. So the album title is Love, period. And the period is so significant. It's a very significant part of the title because it means period, done, finished, no more discussion, no ifs, ands, and buts, the end kind of thing. It's if I love you, I love you, period.
And so for you then, as you've been able, and you talk about the creative process, and I should say, for those who did not hear our first conversation, you not only are a singer-songwriter, but you also are an author in your own right, as well as a motivational speaker. What is it about sharing that inspires you, Deborah, as you look at what you've been able to do, you know, not only in the entertainment world, but just in life in general? What is it about being able to share with other people actually benefits you as well?
You know, I really think that the basis for everything that we should do and we are called to do in our everyday life, whatever profession that is, we do it because we love it. And if we love our profession and we love other people, then we want to share our message. And basically, that is my message. It is to love others. And when we love others, we can change the world.
Yeah.
We have just become such a rude, irritated society where we are just not really nice to one another anymore. And we see that every day in the media. You know, it's almost like we are out there looking for reasons to talk about people. And it's not done from the side of love. It's done from an ill-spirited, mean-spirited place. And I just think that if we are going to change the world, and if you, you know, ask the beauty queen question, what is it you would like to do? Oh, I'd like to change the world. And, you know, we really should all be about that. We should be about changing the world and making our world a better place to be. But until we love one another, love other people, love God, none of that stuff is going to happen. The world is not going to change unless we change it. And I believe that love is the foundation for that.
You mentioned, of course, the title, Love, period. And you know, as you said, you know, I think, you know, there is so much work for us to do, you know, towards each other. Talk about the love of yourself, though. I mean, talk to us about when you realized that you were loved, Deborah, and that that love was something that you wanted other people to not only recognize for themselves, but know it's possible for themselves. Because a lot of people, you know, don't grow up around people telling them that they truly love them. So talk to us about how you've been able to find that true love in your life, to know that you have a creator that loves you and that he wants us all to be loved as well.
Right, and I do believe that it is a faith-based foundation for love. Of course, our parents, you know, love us, and our grandmothers love us and hug us and do all of those things. Most of us, if it's not our parents or our grandmother, it's a surrogate, you know, that we normally grow up with that hugs and loves on us. But past all of that, I really think that the God's foundation for love, and then I think we have to love ourselves before we can love other people. And I think that in the society that we exist in today, we just, you know, as I said earlier, we're just so rude to one another, and we're rude to ourselves. We're not kind to ourselves. We don't meditate on things that encourage and uplift and renew. Certainly, I want to do that for other people and speak words of encouragement into other people. But you know what? Until we encourage ourselves and be happy with where we are and what we're doing in our life, there is no way that we can influence someone else. Because I tell you right now, success, everybody in the business world and in the music world and in the book world all want success. But I can tell you right now that success can be found where your heart is happy. And where your heart is happy, I mean, it's based on love. We need to be very passionate about what it is we want to accomplish in our life. It's just not a tread water kind of thing. We should encourage ourselves and encourage others. Life is meant for living, and it's meant to be celebrated, because we never know when it's going to end. And, you know, I just think that love is the basis for all of that.
For those that are just tuning in, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say Barbara Streisand has a quote that I just love, and it says, "What comes from the heart goes to the heart."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what love is all about. If we love ourselves, then it exudes and pours over into others' life.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I was going to say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Deborah Hightower is back with us. As I mentioned earlier, she kicked off the year with us in January as part of our Inspirational Conversations on Sunday. She's back there talking to us not only about what she's been up to, what she's been writing about, but her brand-new project is called Love, Period. She was just talking a little bit about that. One of the singles from that, probably one of my favorite ones from the album, Deborah, and I'll ask my producer, Jeff, to get it ready, is My Everything. Talk to us about that single, how it came about, and how it fits in the theme of the album.
You know, I think that we all have something that means everything to us. Maybe it's more than one thing, but the album is based on God's love. And one of the people who actually reviewed the album said it the perfect way, and it just summed up what I wanted the album to be about. It is love, whether it's divine or human. So, you know, divine love is what we're all given, and it's what rains down on us to make us encouragers and people who uplift others. But then the love that we have in the world with other humans, as I said, you know, we can't change the world until we get a little nicer. And that's also with our spouse. You know, the man is the covering of the house, and when two people come together in marriage, they become one, and that also is just right along the lines of what these songs mean. It's the heavenly love, and it's the love for our partners in life.
Exactly. Well, for those that are tuning in with us, here is My Everything from the album Love, Period. Deborah, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and also get their own album, okay?
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Oh,
seem to have been a slight glitch there on the radio side. We actually were not able to hear the end of the song, Deborah, but that was my everything. That's Deborah Hightower from her new project, Love, Period. One of the great singles from that project, including one of my other favorites from the project too, Deborah, is Rock of Strength. And then, of course, you have the single on there, What the World Needs Now is Love. You actually talked a little bit about that. So when people are listening to this album, what do you hope they're able to think about themselves, Deborah, as you're listening to the lyrics and the music? What do you hope they're able to think about themselves and also their role in the world in making it a better place and a place filled with love?
Oh, I really think that we just have to examine ourselves and first love God, then love ourselves, and then love others. And I hope that the music here will be an encouragement, like the words on my everything. You are my strength in times of weakness. You're my answer when I don't know. If we're going to truly be in a partnership, we need to surround ourselves with people who can help us along our journey. And this is just a reminder, like you are my source in times of need, my shelter when, you know, amidst the storm. You teach me love in a world of scorn. You fix my heart when it's torn apart. You remember no more when I can't forget. You know that saying, forgive and forget.
Exactly.
I'm not sure that we are too good at doing either. And even if we forgive people, you know, we have that little thing in the back of our mind that says, yeah, I'll forgive you right now, but I'm probably not going to forget it.
Right.
So we really need to be in a partnership of love with one another so that if, you know, whether it's your spouse or your best friend or whatever it is, we need that support of one another. And I just think we get in our own little treadmill in the world and we just sort of forget that too often.
Well, you know, I think that is one of the great things about music. It is able to bring things to our remembrance and to remind us, I think, sometimes even of what's important. I had an artist on the program a couple of days ago talking about how, you know, music really sometimes helps to solidify for people, you know, the true meaning of why we are here. Just hearing certain songs will help you be able to do that. And I think music has a way also of being able to bring people together. And that's what I think is so great about this project. Again, Love, Period is the title of it. Deborah, I know the music is available in various mediums. We were able to get it through our partner at Amazon.com. But let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you, as well as how they can get the album as well.
Great. Everything, social media, Amazon links, iTunes links are all on my website, and that is DeborahHightower.com. And, you know, I'd love to hear from the listener. I love to get emails and notes of encouragement, or, you know, if they have a question, you know, I'll do everything I can to answer everyone personally. But it's DeborahHightower.com. Love to see you on Facebook and on Twitter, on Pinterest. Everything is right there on the website page.
All right. Well, Deborah, congratulations again to you. It's great to begin the year off with you. And now, of course, as we're coming down to the end, glad to have you back with us. Deborah has other projects available as well. You can find those through our partner at Amazon.com as well. Her other music that she has available is available there as well. But again, Love, Period is a new project. Make sure you do pick it up. You can get it, I know, on Amazon.com for $8.99. If you buy the entire album, or if you like the singles, they're all available for less than $1 each. So you can get them there. So make sure you go there. Make sure you support Deborah. And then, of course, visit her website, as she mentions, and then find her on the social sites as well. Deborah, last question for you, and I think this is kind of reminiscent of our last conversation. I'm always curious as to, you know, what our guests have to say to others about being able to pursue their own dreams and gifts. I know you have realized your calling and you're walking in that. What would you say to individuals about the importance of finding that calling for themselves and also walking in it?
Oh, I really want to encourage everyone to find success and what makes them happy, because if you're happy and you are fulfilled and you are pursuing your passion, success will happen. And if you ask just about anyone what it is that really makes them happy, that they're passionate about, that turns them on, they can quickly tell you what it is.
Yeah.
And so many times we're not doing what it is that makes us happy. And
right.
I just believe that, you know, if you're happy, the money will follow, the success will follow, all of the things that we need to operate in the world's medium will follow if you're doing what you really love. And everybody has a story, and I just encourage everyone to walk and live their story and to share it with others. And don't try to be like me or anyone else. Be you. Everybody else is taken, so just be you. And be the best that you can be in everything that you set your hand at doing. And if you're doing it for the right reason and you're passionate about it and you know that's what lights your fire, you'll be a success at it.
Right. I think that is great. I love that. Be you. And that is the thing. I mean, being that individual that you were called to be, I think, is the greatest calling any of us can answer. So thank you again for sharing that, Deborah. And again, for finding your own purpose and being able to share that with all of us. Deborah Hightower, everyone, make sure you do pick up her brand-new project, Love Period. And, Deborah, it goes without saying, feel free to come back anytime. We'd love to stay in contact with
you
and find out what's coming up next for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Glad to do it.
Again,
that single that you heard, again, and we apologize again, we had a small issue with the radio out there, so you guys didn't get a chance to hear the entire single, but My Everything is available right now, as well as the entire album, Love Period. Make sure you do pick it up, and also leave comments and let not only Deborah but others know what you think about it as well. Now, if you came in late and missed any part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CAWEB4, that's CAWEBB, the number 4, or on Twitter you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. Just click on that link, you'll be able to share it using the social media sites or even just listen to it for yourself. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, that's 3 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solutions. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.